Miley Cyrus and Malibu on Today FM. It's Al Porter here. I've just found out that my gorgeous producer, Pamela, who is over here in Scotland with me, and Emer, who's joining us as well, didn't get a very good night's sleep last night. What happened, girls? Tell everybody.
Well, we were working from our lovely Airbnb apartment, and poor Emer spotted a mouse going under the kitchen counter.
Right, now, a big mouse or a little mouse? What are we talking?
Like a mouse-sized mouse.
Baby. He was a baby, but, yeah. You know, a mouse.
Okay.
So later on, anyway, I go...
Now, when did you spot it? Just around dinner time?
Yesterday evening, yeah.
Okay.
And then we're going to bed about 11 o'clock. And I was sitting in bed, and the next thing I just kind of looked down at the floor, and I saw him run in under my bed, and poor Emer heard these shrill shrieks coming
like
from the
banshee,
room.
I bet.
Well, she knew it was the mouse, so she wouldn't come in. She's like, I'm not coming into your room.
Wait. So you're in the room on your own.
Yeah.
And you're experiencing mouse panic.
Yes.
And you won't come in.
I offered my bed. I said, Pam, close your bedroom door, get in here, but leave the mouse on its own. I'm not, no.
You are a bad friend.
I offered support through the door.
But then about 5 minutes later, I saw him run through my suitcase.
Oh,
out
no.
Out from under the bed and towards my suitcase.
Oh, my God.
And that was the end. I kept waking up in the middle of the night and thinking I had felt something in my hair.
Oh, you slept in the room.
Oh, I did, yeah.
Oh, Pamela, I wouldn't have been able to do that now. I'd rather sleep on the street, ironically, than in a room where I've got to confirm. Mouse. I would rather be on the street where there's an unconfirmed
mouse.
He
wasn't even in Emer's room. And what did you do, Emer?
I slept sitting up, wearing my clothes, with the laptop and the light on, blaring the Simpsons clips.
What? That was going to keep him away?
I was like, well, you know, he won't come near the bed if he thinks there's people in it, so I'll just keep the loudness going.
Did either of you consider putting cheese out in the living room?
Well, we only found out this morning that there were mouse traps under the sink.
Oh, no. You could. Oh, well, no, you don't want to kill him.
Really? We got in touch with the landlord, the Airbnb girl, asking for traps, and she was like, would you like the humane ones or the ones that end it all?
And were you straight in with end it all?
I was just like, whatever does the job.
Oh no, I was in Spain one time, and I was only a kid, but I'm still traumatised by it. I remember this tiny kitchen, you know, when you used to stay in kind of like resorts, and it was like, there'd be like a couch bed and a tiny kitchen or whatever, and it had a swingy door. And my mother and my nana were in the kitchen, and they opened a kind of half-open bag of crisps that they kind of just folded over, opened it, and just started screaming, mouse, mouse, and like stumbling all around the kitchen, and the door's flapping in and out, and they can't get out, and they're banging on it. And it turned out just to be a tiny cockroach. So, girls, I'll believe it when I see it. I think you had a cockroach in your apartment. Well, I wonder, have you ever had any living daylight scared out of you by an animal, big or small, huh? Has it ever happened to you? Have you ever been scared by an animal? Let me know in 53102. Put the girls, you know, put their minds at ease that it's all okay. It's all fine. Here's example. What a tune for a Friday, huh? Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine on Today FM. Paddy just texted in, I'm a bit late switching on today, Al, and what a great first tune to hear. Keep pumping them. Indeed we will. Another texter, we're talking about the living daylights being scared out of you by an animal. Says, it hasn't been a good week for poor Emer. This is Emer, who's sitting right beside me here working Today FM. When we were out walking in Wexford last week, we were under attack by bats. One flew into Emer's face. Bats are mice with wings. Aileen Shannon brackets her mammy. Aw, Emer, have you anything to say to mammy?
I'm scared. Can I come home now, please?
Anne, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you, Anne. Now, Anne, you're in Cork today, are you?
I'm from Cork, yeah. I live in Cork.
Well, you live in Cork. Fabulous. Yeah. Yeah. You having a good day?
Lovely day, yeah.
Good, I'm glad to hear. Now, Anne, you had a bit of a toilet terror.
I did, yeah.
Why don't you tell us what happened?
Right, so it was really early in the morning, about 5 o'clock in the morning, and I went in to use the toilet, and I noticed that the bottom of the bowl was a bit sludgy, and I thought that was strange, so I gave it a flush and put the kettle on, and as I was coming back to the toilet, I could hear a terrible racket, and I thought the septic tank was backing up. And I watched the toilet lid come up, And all I could think of was that I was going to have a terrible mess to clean up. And then suddenly a face was looking at me. This great big round face. Yeah.
Oh, that's terrifying. Did you scream?
I screamed and I slammed the door shut.
It probably looked like the world's biggest rat. What was it?
It was a mink.
A what?
A mink.
A mink? Oh my God, I don't think I've ever even seen a mink.
They're really long and they have very pointy faces.
And what did you do? I mean, surely, I mean, did he crawl out of the toilet? Did you have to...
I could hear him making a terrible racket inside my bathroom, and I called my brother in Texas, who asked me what I had in the house that could double as a weapon and if I was willing to kill it, and I was not. So I just had to wait until one of my neighbors was awake, and then he called in some reinforcements because I thought I was dealing with a rat. I kept saying to my brother, it might be wishful thinking, but it kind of looked like an otter, and he kept insisting that it must be a rat.
And when the reinforcers came in, so what did they, how did they get rid of him?
They brought in like a farm gate that had like mesh, and they opened the door crack and they slid it in and had a look. And it had made a little nest for itself in some toilet paper and was sleeping all curled up. And they said, oh, it's just a mink. And so one fella chased it out with a broom out my back door. And then my neighbor waited to try to stab it, but he missed.
Well, I'm glad he missed. That's kind of cute that he just made himself a little bed, Anne.
It was. I mean, it's funny now. It's much funnier that it wasn't a rat. So I was
I can imagine.
As long as it wasn't a rat.
But you've never had a toilet terror since, have you, Anne?
No, I have not. We found out the clear out. There was a clear out hole that had a cap on it, and the cap had fallen off. So that cap is now. It's taped down with about 8 pieces of tape, and then we painted over it. So hopefully it'll never fall off again.
Firmly placed, Dan. And thanks very much. Talk to you later.
Thank
bye.
You. Cheers. Bye.
Bye, bye, bye. I'll try get an Al's Pal out to Anne, actually, if Lenny is listening at home. The poor woman. Years and years now.
Al Porter, live from Edinburgh Fringe on Today FM.